Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Jack Chuang with another episode of my psychology podcast, and we're up to episode number 8. And this particular topic for today is going to be about operant conditioning, made popular by B.F. Skinner, the famous psychologist. And the idea here is to provide an overview and also some everyday life examples of this field of behaviorism. Okay, as a behaviorist, the idea is that classical behaviorists, not to be confused with classical conditioning, but just meaning traditional behaviorists, bypass the mind, which they call the black box, in understanding our behavior, right? We don't care about your emotions and how you feel and what you're thinking and what you're going to anticipate or what you remember. That stuff can't be studied scientifically, according to these traditional behaviorists. Let's just focus on what we can see, okay? And so what can we see? We can see someone's behavior. We can see someone's actions. We can't see their intentions or motivations, right? Those are words that come from inside the black box. So those traditionally are not terms used by a behaviorist. So just lay the groundwork here, right? Now, operant conditioning stems from the basic idea that every action we have creates a consequence of some kind, big or small, right? And it's because of those consequences, they in turn shape whether or not we continue that particular action, which we'll call a behavior, right? Which operant conditioning theorists call an operant, okay? The operant is the main action. So what happens to this operant? But instead of just saying operant all over, I'll just keep saying behavior or action, okay? All right, so the idea is, and I'm only covering a portion of operant conditioning, not the entire sequence, right? It gets kind of complicated and technical and sounds very scientific because that's what behaviorists want to do, is to be very scientific about observing our behavior and take out any guesswork, okay? That, oh, it could be this, it could be that. No, this is what we observed. When this happens, this behavior goes down. When this happens, this behavior goes up, okay? And therefore, we can shape someone's behavior. Okay, not control, all right, but shape. There's a little bit of a difference there. All right, so let's think about some everyday examples, and let me go over fairly quickly 4 basic patterns of behavior, okay? First, we have positive reinforcement. I know everyone's heard of it. A lot of people assume it just means, hey, having cake is a reward, getting a bonus at work, right? That's a positive reinforcer. Saying good job when someone does well, that's a positive reinforcer, right? We're supposed to give our kids positive reinforcement. Well, that's just partially true. According to Skinner, it's only a positive reinforcement, and you have to think like a mathematician here, okay? Positive means addition. So it just means that when a behavior occurs and then the consequence is added, right? Someone gains something. And then as a result, that behavior continues or strengthens, then we can call it a positive reinforcement, okay? Just because something you think should be a positive reinforcement doesn't automatically mean it's a positive reinforcement, okay? Only if that behavior continues. So the fact that you go to work after you get paid means that your paycheck is a positive reinforcement. If you got paid and quit the next day, then that paycheck was not a positive reinforcement. Something caused you to stop working, okay? All right, so that's an example of positive reinforcement, something we gain. So what if your teenage son comes home with a nose ring and you, being the conservative dad, says, what the heck is that? And you actually yell at them saying, get rid of that and don't ever do that again. Okay, you're grounded, all that kind of stuff, because you disapprove of that behavior. Well, then your son 2 weeks later comes back with a second nose ring and more tattoos, okay, which you disapprove of. Well, that was positive reinforcement, okay? Well, how can that be positive reinforcement? That wasn't pleasant, it wasn't nice, it wasn't positive. That's because positive doesn't mean nice. Positive means a plus sign in math, okay? So this teenager gained something that they found was of value. Actually, we can bypass that too, because that involves the brain judging things. He received a reprimand from a parent, and The effect was he went and did more of the same. Okay? So that in effect means it's a reinforcement. Reinforcement just means that it's something that would cause a behavior to strengthen or continue, right? Positive just means someone's gained something from it. Now, the intention of the parent was actually trying to punish the child, right? Punishment technically means that it's a consequence that happens after a behavior that makes someone less likely to continue that behavior or to even stop it. So the intention of the parent was to stop the teenager from continuing a behavior. So they thought by yelling at them and grounding them that that was a punishment. But because they continued, in essence, it actually was a positive reinforcement. Okay? Now, another one that's fairly confusing. So I hope you understood that, right? Positive reinforcement just means someone gained something and therefore their behavior continued. Okay? So here's another example that might be kind of confusing. What if your 10-year-old came home with a drawing, and you were so proud that their drawing is so nice that you put it on the fridge for everyone to see, especially during a party. You hold it up and say, look at my kid, won first place in a drawing contest. And then a few weeks after that, the kid stops showing interest in drawing. Well, wasn't that supposed to be positive reinforcement, a praise? No, because the effect of the behavior, the action or the operant, decreased. That means whatever that consequence was, even though it sounded like something good, a praise or bragging, turned out to be a punishment, right? That was a punishment to that child. Now, we don't have to go into the child's mind as to why they thought it was a punishment. It doesn't matter. The fact is that the behavior of drawing decreased because of the praise, okay? So punishment is a negative sign, a minus, a subtraction. Something that happens that causes us to do less of something. Now, positive punishment, there's such a thing as that, means that we gain something. So the child being praised and no longer draws, that was an example of positive punishment. They received something as a plus sign that caused them to reduce their behavior. I know it's kind of crazy, right? Now, another confusion comes about because there's another term called negative reinforcement, and the general public assumes that negative reinforcement, because they hear the word negative, hello Gecko, they hear the word negative and they think, oh, it's got to be punishment, like spanking a kid, grounding them, taking away their Xbox, right? That's negative reinforcement. Wrong. It's still a reinforcement, which means that the behavior is strengthened. So when you ground a child and they no longer act badly, that's not negative reinforcement, that's a punishment, right? It's all about the effect it has on the behavior. So what the heck is negative reinforcement? It's the taking away of something that strengthens a behavior, right? You brush your teeth. The effect could be that it takes away your bad breath. I'm going to brush my teeth again. You see that? So that's an example of negative reinforcement. You use the umbrella when it's raining outside. Well, it worked. It kept you dry. I'm going to use the umbrella again because it took away something unpleasant, which was getting wet. You either avoided it or you got rid of it, right? So that's an example. Those are examples of negative reinforcement. So all you have to do is focus on what happens to the behavior and then think about, was something of value taken away? Was something gained by that person? Is something unpleasant taken away or gained? So there's positive punishment and negative punishment. We haven't talked about negative punishment yet. Let me try to give you a quick example. Negative punishment is to punish someone by taking something away. Negative, right? So if I drive recklessly, then my license is taken away, and I actually don't drive after that, then that was a good example of negative punishment. Something was taken away, subtracted from me. A fine is a negative punishment, only if it has the effect of changing your behavior to no longer commit that act of whatever it was, okay? All right, so just to summarize, we have positive reinforcers, negative reinforcers, positive punishment, negative punishment. These four things are consequences that happen after a behavior that shapes our behavior, make us do more of something or less of something. There's a lot more to cover in operant conditioning, and if students are wondering, I shall make more podcasts about it in the future. Okay, thank you.